Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on a Friday afternoon. We're going to share a visit I had earlier this week with
a guy from Texas. We got a guy from Texas who's moved to this part of the world.
On purpose.
Jim McCandless. Good to see you, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mick. You do an awesome job here. What a blessing to be on this radio with you. Appreciate what you do for Big Iron.
All right. Well, thank you much, Jim. You are with Global Ag Risk Solutions. So tell us what Global Ag Risk Solutions is all about.
Well, we're about one thing, and that's farmer profitability and maintaining that generation to generation. And what we've done is we brought a new crop insurance product here to the U.S. I've started here a couple of years ago, and it's called Production Cost Insurance. And in a nutshell, the simple version is we insure a portion of a farm's gross margin plus 100% of his applied seed, fert, and chem.
Okay.
So the more he applies those groceries to the crop during the crop year, the larger his insurance policy grows. And the premium never changes. So it's pretty revolutionary, very simple. It's the complicated work we do behind the scenes in underwriting.
So it's not revenue insurance. It's not crop loss insurance.
It's a financial behavioral tool, and the thing is it is revenue, because where does gross margin come from, right? Not to get too far down the accounting world and put everybody to sleep, but you know, gross margin covers fixed cost, and gross margin is a function of your revenue, which is a function of yield times the price you get for that.
Right.
So your revenue is built in net of basis, and we're the only company that does net of basis as well. Mm-hmm. And your hedging gains and losses are a part of your revenue, so that's covered as well. So you take a guy that's got kicked in the shins by Mother Nature, and he has our policy, and he's short on some contracts on some hedging. Well, that loss is built into the loss he's already got. So it's very simple, and it's all about the farm's experience, their experience, not any Chicago Board of Trade pricing, no indexes or discovery periods. It's all built on that one individual farm. So each policy is done for each person.
You are making a lot of sense to a lot of guys already. You're striking a chord with some folks. So the idea is, a lot of people this year are thinking about, hey, I'm going to cut my expenses. Next year get by with less input costs? You want people to buy the best seed, get the best crop protection products out there, and do the best job farming possible. Huh?
You walk around this show, and it is phenomenal. And obviously, I'm a guy from Texas, right? Coming to something like Big Iron is a very special occurrence for me. And you look around just this room alone, Nick, it has great technology on seed, fert, and chem under this one room, and there's thousands of others outside of this room. Mm-hmm. And why don't people use that at the application rate every time? Well, it's fear. What if it doesn't work? Or if I'm at a yield band, tough prevent planting year. I mean, heart goes out to everyone on the tough prevent plant year. But when they got it in, don't give up on it. So ours encourages you to give it the groceries, we call it.
Yeah.
And let that risk get transferred to the insurance policy. Let your banker give you the operating capital you need, and let that risk get transferred to the insurance policy.
And the premium doesn't change. The
premium doesn't change. And why is that, right? It sounds counterintuitive, but studies, our data shows from, we've been in this business for 10 years in a different country, the data there shows that the more they pour it to the crop, mm-hmm. the less likely they are to end up in a claim. If they are, their insurance has grown to meet that need.
You should reward good farmers for being good farmers.
We are keenly, painfully, undeniably interested in farm management behavior. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it shows up in the financials that we collect to do the underwriting.
Okay. Well, it's Global Ag Risk Solutions.
Yes, sir.
And solutions is the last word in the name. You mentioned other countries. Where'd you start?
So this product started in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And people ask me, where's Moose Jaw? And I say about 6 feet from his hind end.
Yeah.
But it's just our neighbor up north. And I tell you, it's phenomenal, because a lot of the crops, from pulse crops to the wheat crops that they grow up there, are very similar to what we have here in places in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. So that's where it started 10 years ago. Evolved over time to become true gross margin and input coverage. And it's been very successful, and my job is to bring it to the U.S. And people think I'm crazy in the fall moving to Fargo, but it's an adventure. I'm bringing it to North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. I'm looking to hire a team. I'm looking to put people in place to support these farmers, obviously get local people over the long term. But it started up in Canada, and we're bringing it down here and perfecting it. There's many different varieties of it when a farmer gets a quote from us, that many options that can be a full replacement for federal crop. Now, I came from the federal crop world. My friends are in the federal crop world. We also have versions that interact and engage and build upon their federal crop policy as well.
Yeah. So there are, this is an improvement, like you said, that it would replace federal crop insurance.
It can. You know, some people.
It doesn't have to.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Yeah. If you take a, give you an example, if I could, Nick. If you take a person that's toweling a certain ground and he loses his conservation compliance, therefore losing a subsidy on that, he may look at that as a replacement alternative. Mm-hmm. You take another person that you know, the insurance, it's not giving him the behaviors that he wants, but he really wants to have that prevent plant protection, which is good, especially this year.
Right.
Well, he can build on top of that with one of our other varieties of the product. So there's many different things for many different people, but the product's really basic.
Yeah.
Portion of your gross margin, 100% of your seed, fert, and chem, the raw materials, and go for it. Go for it on the farm. Hedging gains and losses are included. Go for it on the marketing. Market up to your potential. And, you know, how many marketers say go up to your insurance guarantee? Let's go to your potential here, your proven yield potential.
All right.
And, you know, knock that ball out of the park. Swing for the fence every time. If it doesn't work, we're here to make up the difference.
All right. Well, an interesting concept.
Yep.
Globally different.
Yes.
in many ways. So, yep. All right. So it begins with, I guess, just a intense, financially intimate discussion with everybody.
Yes.
Get all the numbers out on the table, and everybody's policy's got to be a little bit different, I would assume.
Good point. I it's interesting when you have neighbors and they both go down the road of getting a quote. It's a lot of work on our end. They've got to collect some things that we're going to need, answer some underwriting questions. But if neighbors get a quote, they're going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
By definition, they're going to be different because their financials are different. I've got brothers that have farmed separately and get a quote, and why is big brother's quote better than little brother's quote? Well, big brother's financials, maybe there's less volatility or more stable over time.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. It's a labor of love for us. It takes about 35 man hours for us to generate a quote once they get us everything we need. So it's an accounting function that we go into to build this insurance farm by farm.
All right. It is Global Ag Risk Solutions. And, Jim, it sounds like we're going to be hearing more about you because you're here to make it happen, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, don't take my word for it. We've got some testimonials from actual customers now on our website. I would encourage people to go to comparecropinsurance.com. They can see my name. I'm the national manager. They can see my small team that I have on there in the states they serve. I'm up here in Fargo. Serving Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and then nationally as well. So comparecropinsurance.com will give you a taste of what we're all about. You'll see some nice videos. You'll see some educational things about why is gross margin important. Why is it so important to us geek accountants, right?
Yeah.
So it's painfully important because it's a reflection of farm management.
All right. Well, it's a great idea, and I think you're striking a chord with a lot of people.
Thank you.
All right. Jim McCandless of Global Ag Risk Solutions, thank you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
It's an honor, Mick. Thank you.
And I know there are some of you who just would rather not participate in farm programs. Well, there is an option for you.